This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with 8 men, 4 women, and the trial of reputed mobster James Whitey Bulger. Today, Judge Denise Casper officially swore in 12 jurors and 6 alternates who will serve for what's expected to be a 4-month trial.
Opening arguments are expected to begin tomorrow. WBUR's Asma Khalid has been at the Moakley Courthouse all week covering jury selection, and she joins us from there now. Hi, Asma.
Hi.
So we have a jury out of a jury pool that grew to almost 860 people this week. How did it finally get whittled down?
Well, it's been an arduous process. You're right, it grew a bit last week. And I think that was mainly just a precaution to ensure that the court would have enough people. There was just a bit of unclarity in terms of how many people may have known of Whitey Bulger, may have known some of the witnesses involved in this case. And so we had this big, huge group of 860 people, and they all were asked to fill out this questionnaire. It asked some basic questions about, you know, have you formed an opinion thus far based on what you've heard in the media about Whitey Bulger? And from there, that pool was narrowed down to 150 people. And that was phase 2 of jury selection. That took place yesterday, and we had 75 people in the morning. Another 75 were brought back in the afternoon. And that was, you know, really interesting. These were one-on-one questions and answers with the judge and attorneys from both sides, as well as Whitey Bulger. He was there in the room face-to-face with each potential juror. And at that point, after that whole process, we were left with 70 people who returned today.
And Asma, I understand that in this Q&A phase, you got to hear some really interesting reasons why some prospective jurors couldn't serve, didn't want to serve. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of those.
Well, it was good theater. Many of the classic "my dog ate my homework" excuses to get them out of this 4-month jury duty. The first potential juror who came in, she came in extremely nervous. She was nearly dilating, and she explained to the judge as well as the attorneys there that she has a swollen ankle. She gets very easily depressed and nearly begged to be taken off of any potential jury duty. Another woman said that this would be a personal hardship for her because she needs to take care of her amputated dog and she needs to be able to spend time with him. Another woman told the story of how she was smoking pot with strangers in Texas. Someone got shot and she fled the crime scene. And so you had all these sort of outlandish stories for why I should not serve on this jury.
Well, so those are some of the outlandish excuses. What about the more typical reasons that the attorneys and Judge Denise Casper were more or less open to?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people, because this trial is going to be going on for 4 months, it'll take the whole summer, have already made summer travel plans, maybe weddings or summer vacations. So the judge seemed to be amenable to those prior commitments, if people had already booked plans or hotels, plane tickets. She also seemed to be amenable to personal hardships, if for financial reasons they really needed to be at their job or they are the primary caregiver in the family. She seemed to accept that explanation.
And Asma, did you hear from anyone who said they actually wanted to serve? I mean, were there expressions of enthusiasm about serving on a jury for what is, after all, being billed as the trial of the century?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. I want to say there's only one woman who distinctly comes to mind, and she was really interesting. She herself is an assistant district attorney in Suffolk County, and she was so eager that I think even Judge Casper referenced the fact that it was clear to see this woman very much wanted to be on the jury, and she said that she felt she could be impartial and that she could be objective and whatnot. She could separate out her professional life from her personal life, but she, was asked this question by Mr. Carney, Bulger's attorney, would you seat yourself on such a jury? And she stumbled over responding to that question. I think at that point, Judge Casper decided to rule her out. So unfortunately, she did not get the chance to serve on this jury that she really badly did want to serve on.
Very interesting. So we have a jury of 12 with 6 alternates. And apparently things got a little bit feisty today between the prosecuting attorney, Fred Wyshack, and Bulger's attorney, J.W. Carney. What happened there?
Well, Carney has filed a motion, and this is Mr. Carney, Bulger's attorney. Mm-hmm. He's filed a motion asking for some specific information from the Massachusetts State Police. He wants an interview that he says was done where a state trooper made allegations that the police were protecting John Matarano. And you may, that name may ring a bell. He was a former Bulger associate, John Matarano, and he's now expected to be a key witness for the prosecution. And Mr. Carney believes that there's information that he has not had access to that could undermine the credibility of John Matarano. And so he feels like he needs to have time to do his own independent investigation and wants the trial opening statements to be delayed. So that was kind of the background of this big flare-up today. Carney accused the government of a cover-up. Carney started shouting, interrupting Judge Casper. And Mr. Wyshatt came back and said, you know, we can't produce discovery for every foolish motion the defense comes up with. He called, it was a lot of shouting back and forth. And Judge Casper tried to intervene. She tried to calm the situation down, but you could see that she was getting frazzled. I mean, she was sort of losing her grip on this situation. And at one point, Mr. Carney got up again, interrupted her, yelled over Mr. Bulger, who amazingly sat there very stoically, not flinching during this entire sort of outburst between the different attorneys. And, you know, Mr. Wyshack, said that he hopes this behavior won't continue for the trial. And we did hear Mr. Carney sort of under his breath said, it certainly will. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, boy, we'll see indeed. And there'll be a lot of it. I mean, many days of it is what I'm saying. Thank you so much. WBUR's Asma Khalid reporting to us from the John Joseph Moakley Courthouse, where jury selection in the trial of James Whitey Bulger concluded today. Asma, thanks so much.
Thank you.